In today's episode, a summary of and thoughts about the first day of Marketing Profs, the Marketing Profs B2B Forum. I had the opportunity to attend a bunch of sessions yesterday and also run some topic modeling, some machine learning on the conference's content so far. It's been really interesting looking at what people are talking about, what they're sharing, and it boils down into really sort of three things. Number one, the most powerful topics of conversation, at least in terms of using this one keyword tool that I built, is Facebook ads. People want to figure out how to get more attention on Facebook, realizing the organic algorithm that says you're not getting any attention. So how do they use Facebook ads better? Split tests, A-B testing, all this stuff on Facebook ads. So that's number one. Number two, the second biggest topic, is content marketing in general. How do marketers create better content? And we see everything from like white papers and webinars and all the usual stuff that you would expect to see from people talking about content marketing and the content marketing experience. The third thing, which I think is really interesting, is that attendees are talking about the human side of marketing, empathy, relating to people, building relationships and stuff like that. And I find that interesting because for a lot of marketers, automation for decades has been the goal to make marketing more efficient, to make it more effective, to get to your results faster. And now with the advent of things like machine learning and artificial intelligence, we can do that really well. And at least from what is in the data, from what people have shared on Instagram, shared on Facebook, shared on Twitter about the event so far, the thing that people care about now is having lost that human element, having taken automation too far. And I would agree that there are aspects that people do wrong. So when it comes to automation and artificial intelligence and machine learning and stuff, there are processes. The processes are the things that you should be automating first. How do you make the process work faster, work better? The crafting, not the how, but the what you send people. If you get the how right, and if you get the how fast, then you'll have more time to spend on the what. What should we send to people? What do people want? What can we deliver that is of value to the audience? And that seems to be where I think it could be a good thing with B2B marketing and marketing in general, is if we've finally gotten the how functional, now we can start moving up the value chain. Remember that it's how, what, why. How do we do the thing? What is the thing? Why are we doing the thing? And certainly, as Simon Sinek said, you should have started with why. Why are we doing the thing? Not every organization does. Not every organization has set down a great strategy. So in the absence of that great strategy, folks who are just trying to do their jobs have defaulted to try and figure out how. Well, if we have, for the most part, largely figured out how, or at least somewhat competent at it, then we're into the what, and that's where a lot of these existential conversations are revolving around. What are we sending people? What are we doing? What are we telling people? What does our brand say to a customer? Those are all what questions. So it could be a healthy indicator of where marketing state is now, if people have gotten to the what stage, and hopefully that is the case. I'll be talking today about artificial intelligence and AI and its use in marketing and things, so it'll be interesting to see how folks see the a fully quantitative perspective on marketing and how we can use AI to make stuff go faster, get better results, and reduce drudgery. But those are first impressions from day one of Marketing Profs, and we'll be keeping an eye on what people share throughout day two. and do some analysis of it with artificial intelligence and machine learning tools to let you know how the event overall goes. Be curious to hear your perspective about if your marketing has succeeded at the how and is now and you're now tackling and grappling with the what. As always, please leave stuff like that in the comments. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and the newsletter. We'll talk to you soon.
Want help solving your company's data analytics and digital marketing problems? Visit trustinsights.ai today and let us know how we can help you.